kicked it off right.
No. There was, oh no, it is streaming. It said error in stream. We all live. Wait.
That was live.
And
behind the scenes, baby.
That's how you kick off the season.
You caught me once. That's it.
Kim was off. Fine.
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
What's up, everybody, and welcome on into season 7,
Puto in
episode
the book.
1 of the Put in the Book show.
Wow. Seventh yes. Time's the charm, huh?
And still no rings to show for it. No rings to show for it.
We'll start soon.
We've got better times, at least. You've seen the little odd start to the show here. I think that there's a little bit of
wait. Why does Lars look like a psycho killer from one of these movies?
Psycho killer.
He really looks like he's pretty scary.
All right.
He's
focused.
You know what I think I think in order for us to win a championship, I think Terzio needs to get remarried.
No. Terzio needs to come up with better. Can't mention until he comes up with a joke anyway, so scratch him. Terzio,
that's right.
There, you know what you got to do.
All right, so as I was saying, I believe that there is a bit of an issue with StreamYard connecting with Facebook, so if you're not able to be joining live right now, I don't know what to tell you, but this will be it'll be here.
We apologize for any inconvenience.
But I will share out the YouTube version of the show, and actually I could just pop that right in here, but if nobody is seeing this, see, there it is. See, nothing has been created on Facebook. So there's a Facebook issue, but we're going to power through here. So let's get into the intros. I'm Farachi. As always, I got my good friend, Keith, the psycho killer right next to me. How's it going, sir?
Wow,
he's like intense. It's opening day eve for Mets fans. It's opening day for everybody else, but he's like dialed in, locked in, ready to go.
He's ready to go, huh? Okay, that's good.
Got to say something. Just a stare.
Look how he's looking at me. Look at the way he's looking at me.
You're like right there. Exactly. That's intimidating. Don't look directly at him.
I can't.
Rodriguez, what's going on, sir? How's life
welcome,
hanging?
Welcome, people. Life's good. Season's starting, man. The Mets season is starting. Can't wait. Life is good right now. Blessings. All blessings is what we're getting here.
We're ready here.
We're ready.
Let's see if the man is back there. The man with the jams.
He's there. He said ditto.
Boom. That's all we need. Yeah. All right. So what are we going to talk about today? Hey, it's opening day eve. What else will we talk about? We're going to talk about the final roster for opening day. We're going to talk about our predictions for the rest of baseball in totality where it comes to division winners, World Series winners. We'll see where everybody landed from this show and share a couple of from other shows on Pop Culture Pros.
And whoever comes on the show, if we can get some live audience, no?
Look at that. Yeah, stupid Let's Facebook. Hope so. Facebook is a goddamn problem. Excuse me. Excuse my language.
All right. Watch that.
Always a problem. Always a problem around here with this thing, Facebook. Oh, can't share this. Can't share that. Zuck.
Kiss your mother with that mouth.
Take care of business around here. All right. So, What else? What else are we talking about? We're gonna here's something that we didn't mention in the in the show open. We our first look ahead at the next couple of series before our next show and see what we think is gonna happen.
Huh? Oh,
prognosticators of prognosticators, right here as we get started. Season seven, producer
Let's
Joe.
See how well we do.
Put up the bucks.
All right, people, welcome on back in. Put in the Book Show, season seven, episode one. Opening day eve here in 2024. Let's start us off here by talking about the opening day roster really quickly. A few final decisions were made over the last couple of days. Obviously, not going to go through DJ Stewart, baby. DJ Stewart.
Dude, he's hanging on, man. His nails are breaking. He's hanging on tight. But as soon as JD comes up.
We'll see. It shouldn't take him. Have you guys seen how long it's going to take him?
He said 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
All right. So, for who, JD?
For JD, yes.
I'm ready. Right, little JD Marr. But breaking news last week, by the way, at the very tail end of the show. A lot of love on
we
YouTube.
We got it.
Here, baby.
Our spy in the sky, Producer Joe.
No, Producer Joe was not letting me tell.
Producer Joe was asleep. He's trying to guess. Let's go home. Let's go to bed. You know? Breaking news, my ass. See?
like, damn you, JD Martinez. All right, so who else has made the team? Zach Short, who could also be a casualty.
All defense. He might be a casualty.
And Wendell. Both defensive guys at third and shortstop.
It's almost like we're a Midwest team, like one of those lunch pail type of teams that are going out there. And, you know, there's no flash, no pizzazz, no New York style. But I think we got Polar Bear and Lindor. We got some pizzazz.
We do. Right.
But I'm liking the team anyway.
Keith, did you see enough of I think we all had a little fun with DJ Stewart's run last year. You good with him making the team?
I'm good with him making the team. I think it's also a flexible move. We can throw him down in minor leagues real quick if somebody starts stepping up. I'm wondering if he's going to be the casualty for when JD comes up in a couple weeks. We'll see.
Definitely we'll see. And how much playing time does DJ Stewart really get in the first couple weeks anyway? Good guys are ready to go. So
yeah, I think basically him and Short are still competing for an additional position on the team. One of them I think will go down or get optioned when JD comes up.
Yeah.
They're not gonna get optioned. They have options. That's why they're on the team. So they're gonna go back down to the minors.
These guys, yeah. The pitching staff.
I don't like this.
What happened here? What the hell is going on
here? What are you doing, Producer Joe?
Producer Joe, cut it out. Okay, yeah, cut it out.
No.
This is not good either.
He learned what the buttons meant finally. I told you not to put stickers on him. I told you he would eventually read.
How things work. Around here. All right, so the rotation is the exact rotation that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago as we wait on Kodai Senga, who should begin to throw any day now. All-star break. And then the final bullpen is Edwin Diaz, which, and I don't know if you saw, somebody asked a stupid question about, is he going to be changing his walk-up? That was excellent timing there.
It's great.
So
it's great.
He
great song. Come on.
He said, I think I'll get in a lot of trouble with the fans. So no, I'll be keeping
that. Smart man. Smart man.
Yeah. So all right. So Diaz at the back end. Brooks Raley, Adam Ottavino, Jake Diekman. These are all names that we've spoken about. Jorge Lopez, our favorite, Ju Smith, Michael Tonkin, and Johan Ramirez. So that's your pen, and I'm pretty optimistic about.
And Sean Reed Foley all of a sudden got a shoulder impingement or something. He got
after a dead arm. Right?
All of a sudden,
he had dead arm, and then it was he was hitting 97, 98.
Yeah, okay, all of a sudden,
Mama Farage, Barbara, following directions that I posted on Facebook to come and join us on YouTube because Facebook's being Facebook right now. So
toot your own horn there, Farage.
All right, so what do you guys think about the pen? Keith, start off with you.
I'm pretty confident in the pen. I mean, listen, you know, truthfully, I'm never really completely confident in any bullpen, no matter what year, no matter who's sitting there, because aside from closers in baseball, everyone before the closer is wishy-washy. I mean, it's a really hard position to hold. You're just called whenever you're called. You have no idea. You got to get up and you got to warm up real quick, get in a game in any position, whether it's the start of an inning or two outs, bases loaded, and the game on the line. It's a really tough position to put these pitchers in. And some years they just don't handle it well, and some years they do. I mean, it's just so hard to predict. Closers are the most consistent, in my opinion, bullpen position. And we have an amazing closer. So based off of that and the decent arms that come up behind him, I think that we have a really good chance at having a good bullpen this year.
Hell yeah. And what does it matter at the very beginning? Don't tax the bullpen. We need the – you know, last year.
Well, let's go back all to the time. Great, the wonderful Mickey Callaway. Don't dry hump them too much.
Oh my God!
There it is. All right, Rodriguez. Okay. What's your level of confidence?
Our bullpen is going to be good. Our bullpen will be real good if our starters are good. Okay, if those guys do five innings, six, seven innings. If they do seven innings, our bullpen will be fantastic.
No way. That's
guaranteed.
Hey, you stop. Don't come in the poop and milk stuff.
They're average to good starting pitchers, all of them right now. And that ex-Skanky, I'll call him by his real name when he pitches a real game for us.
Yep.
He could be our number one. Let's be honest. He's got the type of stuff.
If he does well,
their ERAs have been very low in spring training. They pretty much pitched a game and a half. All of them, and they push very well. So, if our starters are that good, our bullpen will be fantastic because these guys are ready to go. Especially with Diaz back, man. Diaz is almost an automatic if he's on, and he can save 50 this year if they just use him wisely. We're gonna have a solid team. It's just about thank you. We're gonna have a good team. It's just about being steady. And not dropping too far when you have those losing streaks, not losing 9 or 10 games, you know, losing 2 or 3 in a row and then coming right back up with 4 or 5. Just be a little bit above 500.
What's the new standard for a quality start? 4 2/3 of a third?
No.
5.
No, no, 4 3/4 of a ninth. Still 6, guys. That was done in the 80s. So it's all you generation's fault. Oh, further proof.
What? How do you mean it's not my fault? I would never.
I didn't say it was your fault. Oh, whoa. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the videotape.
Sure thing,
We talked about Warner Wolf on Unsportsmanlike Conduct yesterday. One of my other co-hosts murdered somebody off. I forget who it is now. Who the hell was
it's
it?
Not, it's,
oh, it was the umpire. It was the umpire that the umpire that blew the perfect game for Galarraga.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
He thought he died. I don't think he's dead though.
Terry something. Terry. No, yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible.
One of them alive, you mean?
I think he might have
gotten
cooked.
He's in Boca. He's down the street.
Ripping signs.
Happy opening day, Diana. Right,
listen, we're getting.
Thanks for finding us on YouTube. Appreciate it. Share this out on Facebook.
Getting distracted. Thank you.
Share it all out so that people can find us. Stupid Facebook. Damn you. All right. So that's the pen. Nice. That's the further proof. I know I said this last week when we were talking about rule changes, and I do want to get to some of baseball's rule changes, but we were talking about how things are getting softer and softer these days, and I said it's the owner's fault. Did you see what the NFL just did? Really quick. I know this is a baseball show. It's a Met show. Did you see what the NFL did where they banned hip drop tackles? Like you can't drag somebody down by their hips anymore from the side and pull all them down by with your body weight. It's a 15-yard
penalty. What's worse, that or you can't block second base when you're tagging somebody out? What a bunch of nonsense, bro.
Both, I mean, you get blown down. It's terrible. But this is not the players are like corners are not saying, hey, I don't want to pull somebody down by the side. Anyway, it's the owners, guys. So protective over their investment.
Well, that's what happened. Dude.
It became just so much swung to the business side that
there's a lot of money to be made. And if you take football. A wide receiver, an offensive star, you take a wide receiver out.
We talked about that second base rule thing last week.
Yes. Bullshit.
I mean, come
so,
on.
So, but
I
that's
mean,
not a new rule. So, I read up on that. That is a rule that has always been there.
No,
but
it's not.
It has. But exactly. The baseball called out to the managers and said this is being enforced now.
But dude, check it out. The whole point of if you block the base, that runner has the right to spike you. So that's the off-putting part about it. You know, okay, you're blocking the base. You don't let the guy get to the base. He could get hurt. Oh, yeah, but here's the guy coming in with cleats, metal cleats, into your knee or into your ankle. So that's the price you pay for blocking it.
Right. It's called checks and balances.
Why do you even have to say, oh, let's have a rule about it?
I understood the whole rule because it was
the worst part is that – it's just you know, okay. We're gonna enforce it now. That's what it is.
The runner on second rule sucks. It's ridiculous for a professional baseball player to start off on second, yes. Like a softball game. That's ridiculous. That's the worst.
All right.
Rule
okay. But that. Okay, all right. That's not. It's not new though. So let's not.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. Now you piss me off.
All right. The other new. Well, the new rules in baseball now is the pitch clock timer with runners on base. It's now 18 seconds instead of 20. The study behind it was that last year, on average, they pitched at 6 seconds left. So they reduced it by 2 seconds.
So, there's a lot of these rules around what the pitcher has to do on the mound when the runner is on base. But there's no reverse rules, right? So, for example, like if somebody... if they make three attempts, then what? The runner has just free range to do whatever they want. They can't make a fourth attempt. I think that's ridiculous. I think after third attempt, maybe the runner should not be able to run either. It's just not fair. I don't think it's fair. But
well, then you put you
the
pressure
on the catcher to throw the guy out.
Yeah.
So you have to be strategic about your throwovers. So you got to make sure that
when but if he takes a lead. 2 feet before the next base because the guy can't throw over.
He can't wait. He can throw over if he picks him off, then he's out. But if he throws over and he's safe, he gets second base.
Yeah, so you're not gonna throw over. The point is to throw over as many times as you can, and then know what you're gonna throw on your next pitcher so that the guy doesn't really want to run on you. You're not gonna throw over so many times and then throw a lollipop curveball so the guy can steal the base on you. Right. You're gonna have to come back with a fastball. Or a pitch out or something like that.
Or a meatball.
So you got it's part of the strategy of the game. The meatball, the one that's gonna go very far.
Yeah,
but that's part of the strategy of the game.
The biggest argument in the game is the game's too slow, so they're trying to eliminate that. But the thing is, they're taken away from the game. That's just my opinion. But I'm a baseball purist. I love baseball since I was born. So I feel differently. And I'm trying to attract new people.
They feel they're justified, right? Because they're speeding it up, which is not too bad because the games were a lot faster last year, like 2 hours and 38 minutes. But at the same time, you know, there's strategy in this game. There's a lot of guessing. You know, you take all that away. You take away a lot of the sportsmanship out of it and the intenseness, the showdown between a pitcher and a batter in the ninth inning. That shouldn't be hurried. You know, that should be enjoyed. It's like savored. You should be able to watch that over and over again and really get into the game and understand what they're going through, because you can see it in their faces. The camera work is right, but if you're speeding all that up, you're not getting the true feel of their game. You gotta let pros be pros.
They're
sometimes it's too much.
They're taking away from the loyal baseball ball fans to attract the non-baseball fans. And I think they're going a little far.
It's all about the money. Yeah. I get it. Well, you know, and it's
what,
okay.
What went too far though? I the only thing I don't agree with is the runner on second. Everything else I've been really good with.
Well, if I may.
You may.
If I may. Oh. Let's see how long I want to see how long I can talk with Rodriguez awake. I saw a ball game like 20 years ago. Pitcher threw over to first, and I'm pretty sure it was Mets announcers. I don't, it might have been before GKR that said after that throw to first, every manager is turned to a coach or whoever's standing next to him and says he's got better. Every single time a pitcher will throw over to first, that's a coach's, you know, credo. He's got better, and it's a part of the game. The pitcher will deke out a runner throwing over without his best throw 3-4 times to try to catch him an extra half a step. Now, I can appreciate that. We can appreciate that. A casual baseball fan is like, does this effing guy have to throw over 6 times? You know, I mean, we get the psychology of it and why he's doing it and why they eliminated it because so many people found it boring. But it's like Keith said, it's part of the game. You know, the ninth inning batter with everything on the line that takes 7 minutes because every pitch is the game. You know, that's all. I'm done. And Rodriguez is still awake.
Even from a strategist standpoint, you know, like the pitcher doing his thing on the mound, making the batter wait, that was part of the game too. And they took that away. I don't have so much issue with that because it was a little ridiculous at times, but these are the things – my point is these are the things that I grew up loving about baseball, the mental game, the screwing with the batter, screwing with the pitcher, stepping out. You know, these things were part of the game.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Think about how many awesome brawls were started because a batter calls timeout at the last possible second.
And right.
The pitcher is pissed off and he gets the next one in his ear hole. You know, I mean, that was part of the game.
But that, exactly. How is that stopped now? If a batter can call timeout at the last second, pitcher can drill him in the ear hole if he wanted to.
There's limitations.
Shut up, yeah, you know that, what? Don't point the.
Thanks,
don't
Joe.
Be pointing out fallacy. Wow. Don't be pointing out fallacies in our argument. Just agree with us and move on. Sorry. Listen to me.
My bad.
He's being melancholy. He's like, I'm enjoying the game. Why you gotta be such a fun buster? 1-800-FUN-BUSTER. Is that why your wife calls you?
Because now I'm a fun buster.
Well, what is that about, Farachi?
Nice hat.
You've been mean all day. That is a nice hat for a girl.
Mean all day.
Yeah, this is my spring training hat that I picked up at
very nice.
Glover Park.
Very nice. Looks good.
All right. Let's reel this back in. Let's talk rule changes that you guys.
This is about baseball, Farachi, not football, this show.
So how the Knicks doing?
Hey, the Knicks.
Man, now we're talking basketball.
Rangers, first team in the NHL to 100 points.
Oh, my God.
It's a good sign of good things to come. Good things to come for New York sports this year, except for the Jets. Exactly.
Miracles happen.
All right. What else? Pitching changes. No, we're not going to go over that. Mound visits go from 5 to 4. You get an extra one in the ninth inning. That's perfectly fine, unless you guys have something to complain about. Although, we're good.
Not complaining. It's facts, and that's okay.
No.
Why does it matter? Our pitching staff doesn't go out. Our pitching coach doesn't go out there to talk to the guy anyway. So you're acting like it's going to matter to us. So maybe this year, without somebody telling him not to, he'll go out there. He'll go.
What are you trying to say about our pitching coach?
How about you calm down? How about you throw a curveball in the system? How about you want this guy? How about some strategy, Hefner? Do that.
Are you saying that Francisco Lindor is a better pitching coach than the pitching coach that we have?
I absolutely say that.
Sometimes. Yeah,
I am right.
we got some Fuakata talk in the comments here. Barbara's saying, hi, Keith, welcome back. Been missing your Fuakatas. This is the first live show that she's watched
Hey, mama.
Okay. Don't be telling your wifey about this.
Diana, I was trying to spell Fakata earlier.
Fakata. Don't worry about it. You'll feel it. When he gives it to you, you'll feel it, Diana.
Terzio, I'm sorry. Listen, we're bound by the restrictions of Facebook. So welcome in on YouTube, Terzio. Oh. I'm assuming that's Terzio and not another Frank. That's bothered by the.
I will drum up a special Fakata today for Mama Faraz, but I have to like build up to it.
Easy.
All right.
Be careful.
Here's one. If a pitcher comes out onto the mound and warms up, he must face at least one batter.
One batter. No, in the bullpen, the guy in the bullpen has to face one batter now.
No, that's a rule. I thought that was the case too. But it's if you get called into the game and announced and you're warming up, and then let's say you're a righty and they announce a left-handed hitter. You have to face that hitter. Not only that, evolves.
Was a rule.
Okay, no. But again, you know.
Wait, not only that.
I thought there was a three batter rule already. Wasn't there?
That's what I'm saying.
There is a three batter rule.
Hold on. There's a three batter rule unless
I want to hold on. I thought there was a three batter rule. I thought there was a three batter rule.
There is. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Producer Joe, you're absolutely correct. There's a three batter rule unless unless you come in with one or two outs, then you'll and if you get if you retire the rest of the side, then that's it.
Can you read that for me again about the
bullpen? Can't do
actually,
it.
Just
do it for me.
Actually,
later.
I thought that was an incorrect statement. If you came in for the last batter, you still had to face two batters in the next inning.
No.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Okay. I'm 99.7% sure.
No, that's
from last year.
What I'm hearing is essentially you can change your batter after the opposing team changes their pitcher with no recourse. So it's okay. Like you can hold out on your lineup change until they announce their pitcher and he's on the mound. Then you can just say new batter, but they can't say new pitcher. Another unfair rule.
Right. To drive more offense.
It should be you cannot change your pitcher, but if they change their batter, you can then change your pitcher.
And then you can change your short.
Right. But anyway, that's unfair. So
just to give you an idea of how often this happened, it happened 24 times the entire season.
It's not. Ooh, let's change the rule for that.
Not a game changer. Let's
say all 24 seconds of that happening.
3 minutes of dead time.
But I mean, what is it?
Three minutes of dead time.
It's freaking nonsense. I mean, they're it's semantics. They're just changing.
Why don't you tell Joe Buck to shut the hell up for 5 minutes, and you'll save 2 minutes every game.
Joe Buck retired from baseball, guys.
Junior, did he retire from baseball?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's an announcer now.
He just does
analyst.
No, he's just an analyst. He just does football now. Sure. On Monday night football.
He only does Monday night football.
Yeah, he gave, after all these years, what more money does he need?
He sucked anyway.
Oof. You remember that time that we talked about that, and then I saw later that he had his voice went paralyzed. One of his vocal cords went voice box. What the hell happened there? One of his vocal cords went paralyzed.
And what does that mean to me?
He couldn't show the emotion.
Oh, that he okay.
Wanted to.
Okay. He still sucked. He called stuff wrong. That's what I mean by he sucked. Many times he did it.
But he still had control over anything he was saying. I mean, he would just go, "He's running. He's running."
But he's I bet running. He was sucking nuts nice and easy too. Joe Buck. Nuts
all right. Sucker. Let's get into some of our predictions here. As we head into 2024, as it pertains to divisions, wild cards, World Series champions, and the such.
No, I want to talk about Major League Soccer.
My God. Shoot me now.
The Red Bulls? That's the thing still? Metro Stars. What was it?
What? The Cosmos. The freaking New York Cosmos.
Cosmos, yes. Pele.
Oh, Lord. Pele was badass. All right. So, by the way, you know, the parlay that I sent out, gone. Everything was moving so nicely, and then the Blue Jays took a commanding lead, and then the Yankees came back and beat the cheaters, the Astros. Did you guys see how the Yankees?
Why are we talking about that? Why are we saying
it's opening day? We're going to be talking about all these teams here. There's people on this panel that picked the Yankees to do certain things, so we're going to talk about them anyway.
Who
did that?
I'm shocked that you lost me.
It had to be you, Faraci. It had to be you. This people. Right away.
Absolutely,
you.
Keith.
Degenerate gambler.
Especially when you're betting on 12 legs of a parlay. That's always in my favor.
Yeah, look at that.
All right, well, Soto with a... Where's the betting segment?
I was waiting for the betting segment.
All right, let's jump in here with some stuff here. American League East. We'll jump right in there. Terzio, we didn't say how many wins yet. We're not in there yet. Don't do that. American League East.
What's up, Frank?
Terzio.
Go on.
3 ex-wife rule 2. Was there an ex-wife joke in there that I missed? All right. Really quick, the three
he sent that while we were talking about the three batter rule. It was very funny at the time. I put it on the screen. You ignored it. Move on.
We all ignored it then.
Oh
all
my
of
God.
Us.
What a crab.
Wow.
Put it back up again, producer Joe. Don't be so crabby.
Oh.
We missed it.
Oh, look. There was a 3X wife rule, too. Look at there you go.
It's still good. There you go.
Frank, we determined we're not winning the World Series. We remarried, so hurry up and find somebody.
Oh, that's right. Get it done. All right, the three of us pictured on screen go with the Baltimore Orioles to win the American League East. The fella behind you in that wall back there, Rodriguez.
Let me guess, Blue Jays.
I speak a little bit more fluently in producer Joe, and that meant the New York Yankees.
Well, that's a horrible thing to say. I don't know why he's doing it. Maybe he's doing a little bit of this to some cousin or some brother-in-law or something, why he's picking the Yankees, because that's a terrible pick, producer Joe. I take offense with that. Anyway, next. Right. Moving along.
Next, American League Central. Across the board, Twins. We all pick the Twins here. American League West, Rodriguez.
What?
You like Jacob DeGrom.
I don't, but I do like the fact that his team is loaded. And they got probably like 2 rookie of the years there.
Rodriguez
I hope
goes
DeGrom
with the...
never pitches again.
Wow, that's rough.
And I'll say that. I hope he never pitches again, that traitor.
Wow.
Liar.
I don't
know.
He'll pitch 6 games this year.
He's gonna sit on my IL spot all year. Just be
you picked him up because see what you are. We know what you are.
I picked up Scherzer also.
You're a traitor. Oh, I got no problem with Scherzer. He was like a flash in the pan.
Really?
DeGrom. Really?
You don't
that guy.
He was talking shit. Should he talk shit? On the way out.
I never liked Scherzer. I accepted him as a Met. And when he left, I liked him less again.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Cheers, Keith. All right.
I actually really didn't know when Cano hit a home run off.
Thank you, Scherzer. Thank you, Scherzer, for your service. Thank you for the draft
picks. Oh, what service? Oh, losing to the Dodgers, the Padres, the Braves, all the good teams.
Oh, my God. He's an old man. Leave him the hell alone. Let him go over there and relax. Good God.
All right, the rest of us picked the Astros to win the division. Yeah. And then for wild card, I have Yankees, Rangers, Rays. Rodriguez, you have Astros, Blue Jays, Rays. Keith, Yankees, Blue Jays, Rangers. So it's kind of all in the same here. Producer Joe has Orioles, Rangers, Tigers.
Okay. Tigers. That's a... That's
dark horse. Okay. There's my dark horse pick.
You never know.
Okay.
Well,
they weren't horrible last year. They weren't horrible.
What's the over under on Javi Baez's batting average? 160.
231.
Really?
That's a fair over under. And I'll pick the under on that.
231. Under 231?
Right. Yeah, he's going to be a 220 hitter.
What did he bat last year? Producer Joe, what did Javi Baez bat last year?
122.
That's rough. That's, I could hit 122.
I think he barely hit his weight. I'll tell you that right now.
Well,
you have to hit higher than your weight. I'll tell you, unless you're Keith. But, you know, a lot of people have to hit a lot higher than the weight.
Of course. What Vogelback, I wish that would have been the case.
That's, he batted 222.
Vogelback would have been at
222.
256. Oh, no, 222. 222.
Yeah, 222.
I was looking at his career.
with a whopping nine dingers.
Wow, nine.
Yeah, he was horrible, man. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's terrible. That contract, too? Thank God we get out of here.
Be hurting. Must really be hurting.
Look at all those strikeouts.
We gave up Pete Crow Armstrong for him?
Look at the strikeout to walk ratio, 24/125.
No, I don't think
I think we gave up Pete Crow Armstrong for him.
Did we get Pete Crow? But he's with Chicago now, so screw him anyway.
Yeah, he's getting some votes, well, predictions early on for potential rookie of the year. But anyway, into the National League, unanimous National League East, the Braves, the National League Central. Won't spend too much time on Craplanta. National League Central, Joe and I agree here. Producer Joe and I agree with the Chicago Cubs. I think that that's a division that's really going to be up for grabs. I feel like first place wins like 83 games, or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be between Brewers, Cubs, and Reds for sure.
I don't think I picked the Brewers, and I think I got to have the Cubs in the playoffs though.
Yeah,
it's another one.
Yeah. Cardinals for Keith. So we picked everybody but the Pirates. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Pittsburgh.
Pretty fair. They need a couple more years anyway.
Yeah, and yeah. And
they have a really good minor league pitcher. Throws like 100 something miles an hour. But pretty good.
Dodgers, clean sweep for us out west. And then for the wild card, producer Joe, Phillies, Padres, Mets. Keith, Mets, Phillies, Reds. Rodriguez, Phillies, Cubs, Mets. And me, I picked the Phillies, Cubs, and Giants.
All of those are possible.
Of course you did. You're a horrible person. Are you listening to him, Keith? Are you listening to this?
Giants are a bad thing.
This guy hosting our show, hosting the Mets show, doesn't even pick his own team.
He's a Jeff Kent fan.
I do that out of courtesy. Out of courtesy, you degenerate son of a gun.
Yeah, Frosty. You know,
there's a division title. Joe. There's a division title. There's three wild cards. You're hosting a Mets podcast. You can't even throw them a bone and say, I'll give them the last wild card.
Your dad is a coach. Let me have a little faith.
Listen, guys, Frosty's all-time team, it's in secret. Third base is Justin Turner, and second base is Jeff Kent.
Oh, of course.
Facts are facts.
If producer Joe had spider web, he'd goo you right now.
I thought this is supposed to be a judge free zone, guys.
Joke can really go a lot of other ways, Rodriguez. But we won't do that because this is a kid friendly show.
It's kid friendly. Oh, you see the Miles Morales short that came out yesterday. It was about 7 minutes long.
No?
Yeah, check it out. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Was it about traders and how they betray their own team and fans?
Oh, yeah. I know. He's trying to
six seasons that we've been doing this, now 7 years, has picking the Mets got us? So why... Let me try something different here and not pick them at all.
Is that why you're doing it?
With zero expectations.
Joe, can I get something free for a second? Can I get something free just for a second? I want to answer that question.
He's going to fuck up at you. Fuck up to him.
It's gotten us hope. And as Mets fans, we rely on hope. And without hope, there is nothing. Because we always suck.
Put some violence.
And you just took our hope and ripped it away. So from the start, we just know now that it's over. and you destroyed the hope of many Met fans. You destroyed the hope of a Met nation. You destroyed the hope of a whole city. So I got to say, Karachi, Fuakata!
Wow.
Oh, you've been Fuakata.
Thanks, Joe. That
first time ever. He's ever Fuakata anybody. No, you can't Negan your way out of it.
You're nope. A traitor. Not. Nope. You destroyed the hope nope. of a nation. Nope. You destroyed the hope of an interworld community. Aliens were listening
going,
to
he's going, going off
script. Now lost with hope because no, of your prediction.
Have to shut him down. Don't let him get started.
I felt like I was being abducted by aliens, and then it felt like somebody was sucking out of a straw. That's
a probe. That's actually
that's what happens that's, in probes.
That's called bubbling bong, and it's supposed to be that we're smoking hopium. All right. So
well, all right.
I like it when you have to explain the joke.
It was completely I know,
there's nothing better than explaining the joke. Nothing better. Always makes it much more impactful.
Always.
So let's move along, Destroyer of Hope.
Oh, wait. Diana, I feel like it was a little much. I feel I'm hurt. Oh, no, I'm betrayed.
No. You should not. You betrayed yourself. Look within yourself, Karachi. Obi-Wan Kenobi, look
in the mirror. Go look at a picture of Howard Johnson and say, Dad, traitor. I'm sorry.
Write him a note.
Dad,
you better write
sorry.
Him a note.
All right. Okay. Let's reel this thing back in here, bros. all right. Here's each of ours World Series predictions. Producer Joe has the Astros and the Dodgers. Keith has got the Orioles and the Dodgers.
Ooh.
Rodriguez has the Rays playing the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not bad form to pick your division rival to go to the World Series?
It's the worst jinx.
Is it worse?
I could think of.
Oh, you could do it, but I can't do it. I can't do the opposite.
I came right out with it. You were hiding, like lurking in the shadows, like in the swampland, in the sawgrass, just laying down, waiting to.
I don't like the attitude.
Betray us.
We have to fix that.
Perfect timing, right. Though, Karachi. It is the season for you to be crucified.
I personally would never pick the Braves. But, you know, they picked the Mets to at least be in contention. So that way he's kind of also willing to admit that the Mets are in progress of making it to the playoffs, they can actually make it to the World Series. So he's at least giving
I'll go
hope.
With his word.
He's
I'll go
keeping
with his
the hope
word.
Alive. You're destroying the hope from the start.
You know what? I actually think that the
didn't pick the Mets, traitor.
I'll start off with this. I didn't ask for this, but win totals for the Mets. I think the Mets are going to win 85 games this year.
Yeah, we didn't win totals, right?
That's an improvement,
I think that
if the Phillies stay healthy, I'm sorry to say this, that their pitching staff is pretty damn ridiculous, and they might be pushing the Braves for the division. And I also think that I don't want to say this, but the Marlins took a step forward last year, and
they just traded their all around superstar. Their main pitcher has got Tommy John.
Birdie?
Okay. Yeah, they're going to take three steps back.
Birdie's to the Skankies.
But
Salmonella.
Yeah, but Birdie's a bum.
Surgery.
Oh, what's his name?
Bum,
wait, hold
him.
On.
He helped
wait,
him
wait.
Out.
What's his name, the pitcher?
Quintana?
Salmonella?
No, because that's it. Alcantara.
I'm trying to think of Alcantara. Is it Alcantara?
Is it?
There's no S in his name?
Up, down, down, left, left, right, right, A, B, A, B.
Exactly. What's his name, producer? Somebody look at the West Corning.
It's got to be Sandy Alcantara.
Oh, Salmonella. Okay.
Salmonella? Up, down, down.
Salmonella.
Left, right,
that's
right.
What I was trying to say, Salmonella.
All right. Okay.
That didn't come out.
My pick for the World Series is the Orioles and the Dodgers.
Of course it is.
World Series winners. Producer Joe has the Dodgers. There's no S in there.
That's fair.
Wait. That's a question. Oh, he's going to explain. Hold on.
There's no S in there. I don't know why I'm sitting here cracking up. I don't know where you thought there was an S in El Contra.
I thought his first name. What's his first name?
Sandy. Oh,
Sandy. Okay. All
right. Right. Sandy. S. That's what I was talking about.
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
Now you have to break out.
But I feel like you said a completely different name before.
I don't know. One of the
I said Salmonella.
One of the two of us was doing some of this. We're doing some of this.
Hits from the ball.
What? See what Facebook is missing out on tonight? Jeez. All right. Dodgers first prediction.
Oh my God! I'm not gonna be dancing.
Oh, go to Keith.
Go to Keith.
Keith also picked the Dodgers. You see how I maintain my professionalism around here?
See, that was my way of reeling it back in.
Yeah. Worked well.
That was terrible. Good job.
Hold on. I need judgment here because Rodriguez has picked the Atlanta Braves to win the whole damn thing.
Who did?
Rodriguez.
I told you why.
No. That's you taking it too far. Too far, buddy.
No, they're not going to. That's the ultimate jinx I can think of to give them, is to pick them to win.
So that means if we combine what we did, the Mets are winning the World Series.
Here's the three.
100%.
Here's the three.
Mets can climb and make it through.
Dodgers, Orioles, Braves. To me, it is one of those three. I could see the Orioles because they're young and they're cocky, just coming out and making a run for it. But then, you know, you also fourth is the Astros. They're a tough team. It's gonna be fun in the top, but you know the Mets are just not in the top. But
it's not fun. You know, the Mets are not in the playoffs. I don't give a heck what you say about anything.
Just remember, as long as we get in the playoffs, is hope. And Parachi stole it from you, Mets fans. He stole it from you. Stole it.
He won't even get you in the playoffs. Parachi's not even going to get you in the playoffs.
Stole the hope.
Horrible person.
Because anything can happen once you're in.
We can't win the World Series if really we're not in the playoffs, Farachi. You see my logic, but your logic.
But the Braves can't win the World Series if the Mets are going to win the World Series.
Never win it. They'll never win it. Don't somebody right. will.
I have the after Orioles.
Sometimes you got to believe.
I got the Orioles.
You
got
to believe Acuña can get hurt, yeah.
You got to believe in Garlic Punani. No.
Salmonella Alcantara.
Did I send you guys the Kunani video? If not, I will.
Yes, you sure did. That's why. Okay. The Gallic.
Gallic.
There's no S in there. all right. So real quick, we'll run through who we chose here for the awards. Producer Joe, if you could start getting up the first couple of series and the projected starters, that kind of thing, so we could prognosticate as only we can here. American League MVP, kind of split here. Rodriguez and Producer Joe went with Vlad Guerrero. Keith, you went with Gunnar Henderson.
Good job, Producer Joe.
This is why I think that the Orioles are really dangerous, because that's a real potential there, is Gunnar Henderson. And then Corbin Burns.
Is he the catcher or the shortstop?
He's the third baseman. Third base.
Third baseman.
I actually really like this kid. I watch Oriole games.
Okay.
Because I'm non-biased. They're a lot of fun to watch. He's really good ball player.
He's good. And then just to kind of sneak through onto the American League Cy Young, we all pick Corbin Burns, who, after giving up a leadoff home run to Mike Trout today,
shut him down
the rest of the way. So that's Corbin Burns. We all picked Acuña. We all picked Acuña. To win the National League MVP. For National League Cy Young, Spencer Strider, let's just pick all Brave stuff. Spencer Strider for Rodriguez and for Producer Joe. Zach Gallen, that's a good pick. I like that pick, Keith. I traded him in a fantasy league that I was in a few years ago for somebody who sucks now. So
yeah, and I think he's mature.
I also bounced out of the league.
Really good season. He's getting. It's not just sweet time.
Like it's not just the pitcher though. If he's a good pitcher, and he's got a good team behind him. That's why I picked Strider. Strider's a good pitcher, but he's got a phenomenal team behind him.
I don't think the Diamondbacks are bad. I'm not saying that they're bad.
I'm just saying. When you pick out guys like that, you hopefully they have a good team behind them and they'll be able to maximize the potential.
Well, you know what my thought was exactly when I picked him, Rodriguez, was, DeGrom won with like 8 wins. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
So
Was it 9? Was it 10?
9 wins, whatever it was. A minimal amount of wins, let's just say that. And I think Gallen will have more wins than that, because I do think it's a decent team. He just has the unfortunate pleasure of being in the Dodgers division.
Right. I guess this is an injury update for Max Scherzer, hoping to return sooner rather than later. Hoping. Why is this news? I hope to return. No shit. Sorry. Because why is that? Like, why am I getting a notification for this? Max Scherzer is hoping to return sooner rather than later. No,
I'm going to send you a notification text later that I'm hoping to win the next Mega Million.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lighten up, Francis.
Wow. There you go.
Well done.
All right.
Well said, producer Joe.
For American League Rookie of the Year, so there's 3 different Jacksons, 2 in the American League and 1 in the National League. And if you ask me to name which one, I have no idea which
Jackson
is which.
Jackson was a horn dog is what it is.
There's a Jackson Holiday. There is a Jackson Merrill. And then there's Jackson Churio.
So
there's 3 of them. And right now, I just know that the Churio is Venezuelan. He plays for Milwaukee. The other two, I one is 6 foot, like 29, weighs 240 pounds, can hit 936 home runs.
Jackson Holiday, the one I picked, is
6 foot and 29 inches. Is that what he is? 6'29".
He plays for Texas, right, Keith? That's the Texas guy.
Yes, the other one. All right. Yes, the one I picked.
So, and Texas has 2 potential rookie of the years.
That's why I picked
Evan Carter. Evan Carter is the other guy. Yeah, so I mean, Texas
isn't
really
that the guy I picked? Didn't I pick Evan Carter?
Yes, you did. Yep. And then Wyatt Langford, he's a beast too. Holiday,
he's a monster. That guy.
National League Rookie of the Year, some Yamamoto, and Jackson Holiday for American League Rookie Manager of the Year. Go to the website. It's all over the place. Craig Counsell was a very popular name for National League Manager of the Year across the site. I was the only one who picked him from us here. Got a couple of Carlos Mendoza's.
What a surprise.
Rodriguez and Producer Joe went with Carlos
Mendoza. If he gets us to the playoffs, he should win Manager of the Year.
Facts, for sure. Sign Pete. Figure that out. And then... Keith went with David Bell.
Yeah, because I think the Reds are going to have a strong year, and I also think that the Blue Jays are going to come in second and make a really strong push. And I think both those managers are going to get recognized for exceeding what they have in terms of tools on the field versus wins.
There you go. Fair assessment. I like it.
I like it a lot. So some of the other go with Timmy also picked the Braves to win the World Series. Anthony on Unsportsmanlike Conduct picked the Orioles. Ed from Empire 161 picked Yankees over Dodgers. And then producer Dave. Listen to producer Dave. Producer Dave is from other shows, and he is now living on a cruise ship for the next 6 months. Pretty cool, right? Doing like he's working, obviously, but
he's from other pop culture pros.
Yes. He's an unsportsmanlike conduct, Dave.
What's he gonna do?
Yes,
he is doing like entertainment. So you know, like you guys been on cruises where they do
is
like
a singer or a dancer?
No. Like host, hosting games, like those type of things. Like the late night
talk show, like late night talk shows and stuff like that. Comedy shows like that.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
So he's out there living the life. He checks in every now and then where he gets enough signal. And so he's
what
here.
What chip is he on? Hopefully not on the 65 and older one.
No. It's Carnival something or other. I think it's sailed out of Charleston.
Isn't that one of the
good
friends? You see all the TikToks with people having fist fights, Carnival cruises?
Yeah, Carnival's a starter cruise for the most part. And then you kind of like, wait, Carnival's back in our day was like, you know, $70 per person for a 5-night cruise. That's
No, listen. I went on Carnival on the Fascination.
Me too.
I had the best time. 7 days. It was fantastic. It was great. Yeah. Now I wouldn't go on it again. Now I'd go to the Norwegian. You know, it's like going back to my own neighborhood. I'm not going to go back to my own neighborhood. They're going to think I'm a cop.
That's my point, Rodriguez. I agree with you 100%.
I like it. I like it a lot.
There was a point in time in my life.
So that's pretty cool. And then you know, there was some Sotos, some Rush. There's another one, Adley Rushman from Baltimore. He's an MVP candidate. Like, what the hell? Baltimore really turned Baltimore that thing around.
Did we say the NL Roy? Was that one of my infamous Keith spaceouts? The NL Roy?
I said three of us chose Yamamoto. I kind of
picked Yamamoto. Okay.
No,
Shimamoto.
Producer Joe has Jackson Holiday, but I actually picked Yamamoto to pick, even though he got shell. I have Yamamoto in the fantasy league, and he got shelled. He got his ass kicked, and I picked him for the National League Cy Young.
He did, but for the year. That's a really extreme circumstance he was in.
I hate the Dodgers, man. I just hate the fact that they, let's load up on all this.
Don't hate what you want to be. It's not right.
They're the Yankees of the 90s. Everybody felt about the Yankees in the 90s the way we all feel about the Dodgers now. And when we got Steve Cohen, we were hoping to be that team. Steve Cohen's wisely building our minor leagues, because the Yankees of the 90s still had a strong minor league system. Bernie Williams, Derek Jeter, so on and so forth. We're getting there.
The thing with the Dodgers is Ohtani and the Dodgers, they got creative and they don't have to pay him a shit ton of money. So then they were able to sign this guy and that guy and add on here and add on there. But you guys want to really, really quickly talk about the Ohtani thing? You want to talk about the Ohtani thing?
Yeah, let's jump in.
30 seconds.
Yeah, so just my take on it.
Yeah, okay. Now move on. Let's talk about something else. He just called it. That's all you need to know about the Ohtani thing. Just say it. That's our opinion on the Ohtani thing. Go next.
We should do, and stealing from ESPN, I'm going to do a pitch for the show on here. We'll talk about it after. Remember ESPN used to have those like 2-minute boxes, and they would just for like 20 minutes, just put like 10 topics, and everybody would have like 40 seconds to talk
Pardon
about
the interruption.
It.
No matter
where you are in that conversation, you're done. We should experiment with that through the season. But
Mets, we could do a timer. I don't trust Tim. I don't trust Joe with timers.
You can put up on a screen. You can't see what I'm pointing at, but right where I'm pointing, it could be.
I see. All right. So let me do my little thing on Ohtani. I know that there's this talk about how could you possibly let your best friend or this guy or that guy, the interpreter, take control of your finances. This you can look up and put together a whole list of people who have done this in their lives. Celebrities. Selena was murdered by her best friend and president of her fan club.
You're right. I mean, I didn't even think of that.
It's a normal thing. Here, I trust you. He was his best friend and interpreter, and I trust you with the thing, but I don't think anything's going to come from it. And it's a bigger investigation than just Ohtani, but it's Ohtani who's getting the majority of the news.
And rightfully so, because it's his cash. He is the source, regardless.
Well, I mean, it's other players too. This is like a wide net that was cast, but we're only hearing right now about Ohtani. So that's my take on it. Four and a half.
He never missed $4.5 million. He never thought about that. No accountant ever came to him and said, "Listen, Ohtani, even in a Japanese, I'm sure he has Japanese accounts, and they must have said like, "Hey, yo, listen, you're missing $4.5 million."
Yeah, I mean, listen,
these accountants that you're talking about, they're the ones that are doing maybe his quarterly or annual, you know, audits and returns. In that scenario, $4.5 million to him is like 500 out of our account, where you have a best friend that's literally paying hundreds of thousands to trainers and facilities and doing whatever. He's taking care of your life for you. That's what it is. He took care of his life for him. And, you know, he thought he could skim it off and maybe pay it back at some point or what.
So he was okay with it then. He was okay with the guy spending that much money on his hobby, on his habit. That's fine.
Oh, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that. Allegedly. I'm saying he was likely very unaware of it, you know, unaware of it until it reached that point.
Damn aware, and he has to stop trying to be such a bitch. He hid his wife from everybody up until the last few months. So he's a liar. He's got a baby face. He's a Dodger. He should rot in Iwo Jima hell.
Wow, Francis.
There it is.
And Pete Rose should be reinstated into baseball.
Pete Rose was quoted as saying,
"Yeah,
I should add a translator."
And Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson wasn't quoted.
Well, that's true
because Joe it can't Jackson. Happen. But it was a meme.
What money you have? Wouldn't you at least on a monthly, quarterly, or whatever it is basis, go and take a look at your statements to see where things are going? Like if I have a personal accountant who's handling my retirement fund, I'm gonna check in with him at least monthly, bi-monthly.
No one's gonna tell me he took $100,000 in cash and paid off.
I wish we knew
a Japanese bookie. Like.
Oh, of course. But I'm just gonna put it that it's like $500 to us. Hey, listen, if there's $50 missing out of my budget, I will know within a week.
100%.
Because
Joe can say, he can save $500 from me. I won't even notice it.
We overpay for this.
Joe's in my
life, Francis.
He makes too much money. He makes too much money, producer Joe.
We're overpaying.
No, Joe,
he's going to have a heart attack laughing to himself. he just made it funny. Or maybe he shit on himself. Anyway.
All right, let's do this. Our very first look ahead. Diana says he doesn't have a I spent $4 million alert set on his bank alerts. What, like,
there you go. See that?
But we don't know what it is to be in that world. Like, does The Rock say, "Hey, look at my let me look at my statements"? Like how does that world work?
It's $4.5 million.
I mean, think about it. Put yourself in those shoes.
You know, and let me add one more wrinkle to this. Didn't he just like recently get married? Right?
His wife.
Okay, well, wouldn't she have some involvement in the finances? Is she part of this?
Oh, wait. 30, no, now we're dragging the poor wife into the conspiracy.
She's a liar
too. I'm throwing it out there. I'm just saying.
Oh, listen, all four of us are full grown adults. We pay mortgage rent, or if we don't, we have other bills, whatever it may be, whatever our personal business is. Do you guys not look at your budget weekly, biweekly, if not at least even monthly?
And that's a lot of sushi.
This is where my money's going. I mean, if I were to just take $50 out of your bank, Joe, or Steve, both Steves. Wouldn't you, at the end of the month, or wherever you check your budget, be like, why is there $50 short? Did I go get some wings and beers the other day? Like, why is there $50 missing?
I would check my balance. What, he's above checking his balance, Mr. Prima Donna? What's his name?
I feel like he is. No, he thinks I feel like I'm not checking my account. I would check my balance.
Well, look how much I check it just to see how much I have. I'd be like, oh, look at all that. I don't. What happened? Yamamoto. No, what's his name? Ibanashi. I don't know. I don't know what the guy's name is.
Otani.
Hiroshima.
Otani. No. The guy who took the money. Who took the money?
Oh.
What's the guy's name?
Hideki Arabu? Oh. I don't know.
No, Hideki Arabu.
Nomo.
Did he play?
Nomo. You remember when he was on the Mets?
He's the, Nomo. He's the Fat Toad.
Nomo.
Remember Steinbrenner Hideo called him Nomo. Fat Toad. Hideo Nomo threw a no-hitter in Coors Field when it was Coors Field.
I know.
Look, don't egg these guys on, Barbara.
What is Coors Field
what,
now?
What happened?
Coors Field now?
Who said that?
Barbara said the wife probably has something going on with the interpreter.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I see. Yep, Barbara was listening. That's what I said before. It's a lot of hanky panky, all right, man.
Let's preview. Let's preview opening day tomorrow.
On this little Japanese, little Japanese.
All I'm seeing is Hangover right now. Which Hangover was?
All
that?
I'm seeing is Vienna sausages. Am I right?
Train wreck.
All right, go ahead, Vienna. Wreck.
All right, can we? Can we take a look to see what
sausage?
See,
Corbin
2 years
Burns
in a row.
AL Cy Young. Oh wait, you were going on to other things.
2 years in a row now. We get rained out, weathered out on opening day. We got to wait till the Friday. But you know what? I don't mind it this year. Like on a Thursday, you know for sure tomorrow.
I don't like opening Thursdays. I'd rather have an opening day Friday.
They do it because of the weather.
We have a stupid day off. Where whether you win or lose on Thursday, okay, you win.
Chris, no.
You can't wait to keep the momentum. It's decked this
Friday. If you lose on opening day, which the Mets rarely do, Mets have the best record in baseball on opening day. If you lose on opening day and then have the next day off after you waited 6 months to watch baseball.
Yeah, you got to stew in it. It's like a whole season.
Stupid.
They're already tired. They already need a break. It's like a school day off for these kids.
It's because of the weather. All opening day, like true opening days, should be either in domes or southern states where.
Dome. Come on, opening day should be. Yeah, maybe.
Fine. I don't know what part you wanted me to shut up about. But sure, right. Is a bunch.
She's probably talking to me. She's not talking to you.
Not talking. No. No, she's talking to me. It's me. The rain makes him sleepy, says Diana. All right, producer Joe, let's bring up the schedule here. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we're working with. All right, so tomorrow our planned opening day starter from end of last year, Jose Quintana, goes out to the mound to face Freddy Peralta. Thankfully, Freddy Peralta and not Corbin. I almost said Corbin Burnson. Corbin Burns is his name.
You put a no way.
That's another guy.
Because he is on when he pitches. Boom.
All right. Game two of the week of the now weekend series. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never heard this name before in my life. DL Hall.
Yeah, he's not pitching really. He's on a DL.
Okay, good.
Down low.
That's funny. Very funny, Keith. Very witty. Good work there. Good work there, DL Hall. Against the former skank, which Rodriguez says we don't mention his name until he pitched a real game. He goes game two, and then that should be a W there. So are we looking at two W's right there?
I'm thinking two out of three, easy.
All right. Well, next up is Colin Rea for Milwaukee against the Big Drip baby. Tyler goes.
I don't know. You're already making me twitch. I mean, he could do it. He can. He has the skill. He can do it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I just...
does his spring training does what we saw in his stuff in spring training bleed out into the regular season? If it does, he becomes a very, very solid integral part of this rotation.
It's tricky.
How many innings did he pitch?
Spring training is just tricky. You can't really, obviously, we all know that judge off of spring training. But I do, based off of watching him, think that he has the ability to step up and be a solid 3-4 starter. I think he's going to have a good year, hopefully.
For sure. All right. So what are we thinking here, fellas? I'm going to go 2 out of 3. Here we go.
Here comes the 2 out of 3 already. I said 2 out of 3 already. And I think possible 3 out of 3 if the big drip, you know, pitches to how he did in spring training. What, he pitched the whole game, right? 9 innings or something like that he pitched. And he had like a 2-point-something ERA. I mean, yeah, just
either
just,
high twos, low threes.
Yeah, just attack the zone, man. We could do 3 out of 3. I'm going to be positive. I'm just going to say 3 out of 3.
I'm going to have an unpopular.
Oh, boy.
I should.
Well, okay. First, let me just preface with I'm agreeing with 2 out of 3, but I think we're going to lose opening day.
That sucks. That sucks.
What a horrible thing to say. Rodriguez said that to me earlier, but that's a horrible thing to say.
Peralta, you know, he has shut down stuff. We'll see. Hopefully he has a bad day.
Producer Joe, what do you got in this
series? He's a goofy looking bastard.
That's right. Producer Joe.
2 out of 3 for the Mets.
There you go.
All right.
Good.
Me too. 2 out of 3. That's a nice start. I like Rodriguez's start there.
I'm good. 2 out of 3.
Diana, what do you think?
A couple little things. You know, I'm going to do it. Yeah, Diana, Barbara, what do you guys think?
Well, we can't ask Facebook. Can't ask Facebook tonight. Nice work, Facebook. Real well
stop
done.
Stop bashing Facebook, dude. We'll be back on there next week.
All right. Okay. All right. So that concludes the weekend series, and then we start a series with Detroit, and we welcome in former Met great Javi Baez. Detroit's going with TBD in the first couple of games, so it's Sean Manaea for us on Monday night, and then it is Adrian Hauser for us on Tuesday night. So,
and Trevor Bauer after him.
That's a 3-game set, Producer Joe, or just a 2-game set?
Looks like a 2-game set because this is the 7-day probable. Hold on, let's take a look.
Well, yeah, because it's today's Thursday.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
Thursday. Friday. That's it. All right. Why are we giving a 2-game series so early?
No, yeah, we do have a Wednesday series, but it's just TBDs. That might be why it's not showing.
Double TBDs, but I would imagine it's going to be Quintana for us.
Yeah, it should be anyway, right?
You would think, yeah.
Trevor Bauer again. All right, well, he's been pitching 3 innings.
I wouldn't mind having Trevor Bauer. I mean, you know, I'll
bring him in against Detroit. I'm not scared of Detroit at all.
Okay, so what do you got for Detroit then? What's the Detroit series?
We're taking the games. We're taking both games.
No, it's a 3-game set.
We're taking all games.
So we're 6-0, Rodriguez. See, that's I love it.
6-0.
Producer Joe?
I think it's right there in our hands. We could do it.
I think
not that strong.
I think we take 2 out of 3 again.
Keith? See?
Joe, I think it's TBD.
Joe hasn't been drinking enough.
Joe's not drinking enough.
It's definitely TBD.
TBD. Yep.
I'm going to go with 2 out of 3 also. Let's win every series, baby.
I'm with you. 2 out of 3. I don't. Where did Rodriguez go? Threw me off there. It's gone. It's black.
He went dark like Jack Bauer in 24.
Bauer! Love that show.
Bauer!
Love that show. All right, so that's it. Uh-oh. Look at us. We get through our very first prediction, little forecast deal with the next couple of series coming up.
I can't get nobody.
Oh, no. Rodriguez can't hear. All right, he's gone. He'll be back. So, Producer, that series ends on – that was a Wednesday. So, do we have next Thursday off?
Let's hit the schedule. Hold on.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes, we have Thursday off.
Oh, there we go.
All right, so
we have Thursday off, and then we start a weekend series with Cincinnati.
Ooh, at Cincy. All right. So looks like our next show. Well, let's bring Rodriguez back in, producer Joe. Don't leave the poor guy hanging there. There he is. We all good now? All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Yeah, your dreams were your ticket out.
Thank you.
Mr. Cobb.
What a nice show.
I've been waiting 2 weeks to play that clip. Last week we had no technical difficulties. I'm like, what the hell?
The only I can think of when you played that show was Mr. Carter and Hey Epstein.
Barb, anyone want to take bets on how long it will take me to learn the new names? Yes. That's an annual tradition with Mama Frotch. Well, producer Joe was just saying that after our day off next Thursday, we head to Cincinnati for 3, and then I'll add on that after that we go to Craplana for 4.
You ready? That's the one that's gonna hurt your belly a little bit.
It's gonna be rough. It's a tough one.
So we need to gather as many wins as we can. That's why I'm just being so optimistic. 6-0, 9-0. 8-0. I don't care.
Yeah, look, the first half of the month, you could load up maybe on I'm not gonna say the Brewers because they have potential, but the Tigers, the Reds are better, but then you got the Braves for 4, then you have the Royals for 3, the Pirates for 3. Mm-hmm. Those are the teams you gotta kind of have to.
But even the Reds, we can take the series from the Reds. You know, we can take the series from the Brewers. You know, the team that we have right now can do it. You know, if everybody just performs up to their regular level, it'll be very competitive games. So
yeah, we've been saying that for a long time. if everybody just plays to the back of their baseball card, I feel like we see
that. There's a lot of
I know. I know.
Baby hitting.
Just freaking. Not everyone has to do it all at once. At least 4 people in each category in the offensive team, part of the team, the pitching staff, 4 out of them have to be really good. You know, the defense, at least 4 players have to be playing really good defense. 4-4-4 in each facet of the game. If they're all playing good, we can pretty much, you know, stay above 500 and win your 85 to 87 games.
We could. So.
Listen, between Lindor, this is the positivity side of this show. Between Lindor, Alonso, Alvarez, and JD Martinez, you could be looking at 140 home runs just between those 4.
Nemo can throw just in 20.
Yeah. And you got the guys to get on base.
Marte can throw in 20. Out. You got Alvarez. You got Batty can throw in 20. He'll be more relaxed.
Give us some pop,
I mean, come on, dude. It's getting on base. 300 average guys. Get that 280, 290 average guys. At least.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right. I'm adjusting my win total from 85 to 96.
Oh, done. Here we go.
All right. all over. Damn. Let's go.
You're not making the playoffs, you hope killer. Thanks.
I can't win.
See? Can't forget. You are a traitor. You are.
I think we're winning between 86 and 88 games. But I think that, you know, if the team starts clicking at the end, pitching starts clicking and our lineups in tune, we can do some damage in the playoffs. Let's see. Should be fun.
All right.
Dodgers always choke anyway.
Yeah, screw the Dodgers. That's it. Listen, this has been our opening day Eve special show, season 7, episode 1, as we kick off the Put in the Book show, another season.
Season 7, fellas.
Optimistic. Let's
7 years of this crap.
Do some shit this year.
You better win again.
9 years of talking about it.
You suck.
All right. So that does it for us this week. Episode 1 of season 7. We'll do a little round robin here on the way out. Keith, you already fuakatad me. So what do you got out here on the way out?
Happy opening day, everybody. Let's go, Mets. I love that baseball's back. And I do love a little bit of the more relaxed expectation this year. I am hopeful, of course, not like Farachi, who's a hope killer. But the little bit of relaxed expectation is going to help me enjoy the season a little more this year. And that's it. Let's go. Enjoy the season, everybody.
Yeah.
Come back next week.
Rodriguez.
Listen, how good is it going to get this year? I don't know. I think it'll be adequate. But, you know, it'll be nail-biting sometimes because I think we're going to be pushing to get into the playoffs. I don't think we're going to coast in. We're going to be down to the last probably couple of weeks. So it's going to be a fun year. So I'm going to have a lot of fun this year. I'm going to enjoy. Hopefully we get to the playoffs and make a little bit of noise. Always let's go Mets. It's always about the Mets. So blessings.
All right, sir.
And fuck at the Farachi again.
Producer Joe, what you got on the way out here?
Let's go Mets. Let's be competitive. Let's be competitive. That's all. That's it. You know, I want to have a fun season that, you know, we're not. Last season was terrible. You know, I take it. All right. I'm done.
Bullshit.
I think we all feel you, Joe.
I can't. Wait, I'm there. Okay.
There we go. All right, so we got that. Bunch of blowouts today in on opening day. Reds beat the Nationals 8-2, Blue Jays 8-2, Dodgers win 7-1. Some good offensive numbers. Orioles beat up on the Angels 11-3. Some good numbers, though. The Angels are bad. Poor Trout, man. I care less about Rendon, that douchebag.
Rendon, worst contract ever.
I can't stand him. Man.
I had him last year on fantasy. Oh, hate him.
What a guy.
For 1 week he's fantastic, and then something blows up. Some roid depleted.
Oh, and then he just doesn't care about playing baseball.
He looked like an amateur in the field today with the glove. I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
He looked like Fernando Valenzuela.
I was watching the Orioles game. I like watching the Orioles because it gives the Yankees heartburn. But anyway.
Trout got the first home run. Yeah, Diana, first home run of the year. It goes to Mike Trout, and then they lose 11-3. Typical, but except for last year was Ohtani and Trout would hit a home run, and they would lose 11-4. All right, that does it for us this week on the Put in the Book show. We'll keep you updated on everything that's going on with the Mets, the games over the weekend and into early next week in the Facebook group, which you're not watching on Facebook right now because Facebook sucks. But we'll get this posted on Facebook after the fact. And until next week, peace out, everybody. Let's go, Mets. Put up the books!